Welcome to All Things Street, the podcast that explores the relationship between streetwear fashion and culture. I'm your host, Rafael Tigno.
The sneaker resale market,
where users
count the different styles of basketball sneakers.
Over the past four decades, the sneaker resale market has been evolving. The growth of the sneakerhead culture, alongside with the internet, have created the perfect environment for the resale market to take the next step. But big brands may not be entirely happy about it. This is All Things Street, and in this episode, we will talk about the sneaker resale market, part 2. There are only a few pairs of those special edition of Jordan Retro, Yeezy, or Chucks that you want. But the popularity of the sneakers keep growing, and with it, the demand for those shoes. Therefore, the value of some sneakers have become more difficult to assess, and people can be easily manipulated to pay a lot more than the actual value of the shoes they want. But there is a company called StockX that is trying to solve this issue in a truly innovative way. The fact that this company exists is a proof of the growth of the resale market. StockX was created by a shoe lover called Josh Luber back in 2016. And I must say that it's not just another online retailer. The big thing about this company is that it is creating an ecosystem to treat sneakers as commodities. On StockX, the market will assign a value to the sneakers and then users can sell and buy shoes right there on the company's website or app at any time.
A sneaker is a commodity. It should be dead simple to buy a dead stock pair. Welcome to StockX, an actual stock market for sneakers. Every pair of sneakers sold on StockX passes through our trading floor, where dudes who look like James Harden make sure you never get scammed ever again. Now that's a legit check.
This is an incredible ambitious goal for a company focused on shoes, but they have a lot of backup to make it happen. First of all, Dan Gilbert, owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, saw the potential and invested in a company early on. Also, since its launch, celebrities like Mark Wahlberg and Eminem have invested over $6 million on the company, and business is good. As of 2018, StockX has over 20,000 pairs of sneakers listed on their system, and they estimate that it will generate over $200 million in sales during this year. It has been so good that they are expanding the concept and system to other products like watches and handbags. In a personal note, the most incredible thing that StockX is doing is that it's bringing credibility to a market that used to be untrustworthy. They are part of a group of companies and entrepreneurs generating opportunities for a lot of people, even as a job creator. For example, StockX is looking to hire over 50 people to work full-time in the company, and that includes a position called Streetwear Authenticator. I know a lot of people who would do anything to get that job. Everything sounds great, but what about Nike, Adidas, and other brands? Are they okay with how the resale market is evolving? The sneaker industry generates over $55 billion a year around the world. But those $6 billion of revenue from the secondary market may be something that brands would want to get into or at least fight back. At the end of the day, resellers are getting the biggest earnings and many people are unable to get the shoes they want due to the prices. As an example, high-demand shoes like the Yeezy Boost 350 Turtle Dove or the Jordan 5 Retro Tokyo T23s were sold at a retail price of around $200 each. But you can find those shoes in the resale market with a value between 800 and 2500% higher. The immediate reaction will be for companies to increase production of several designs to reduce the price on the secondary market. But that will hurt the uniqueness and value of the brand, and consumers will actually lose interest in them. This has happened to Jordan before with a couple of their designs, and they are being cautious about increasing production or frequency to release new or classic designs. Adidas, for example, has been experimenting with different strategies to fight the resale market and make more money out of their designs. When they launched the Yeezy 500 Desert Rats, it had a retail price of $200. Somewhat standard in the industry and a lot less than the value the shoe will have when sold in the secondary market. But this Yeezy had a catch. You could get the shoes at a retail price only if you also bought a hoodie and a sweatshirt in a bundle, for a total price of $760. Once you had to pay that price to get the shoes, it will make it more difficult to have a profit in the resale market. Don't get me wrong, those shoes will still have high demand, but it will be very difficult to price them accordingly after paying over $700 for the bundle. Companies are playing with different strategies like the bundle or just having higher prices for the shoe from the beginning. But they are still figuring out how to play with the resale market, and it is difficult to predict what big companies will do. Sneakers are a big component of the streetwear world, and the resale market is a very exciting place to see how the sneakerhead culture has grown. From a somewhat sketchy transaction to almost a commodity with its own market in the last 30 years. As a matter of fact, this growth is not limited to sneakers. The streetwear fashion industry is expanding very fast, and brands like Supreme are already making a huge splash in the resale market. But for now, sneakers are the big kahuna in town, and there is a lot to talk about them. So, stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed this two-part episode for the sneakers resale market. There's a lot more to this topic, and we will try to make more episodes about it. If you have any suggestions, please feel free to let us know on Twitter at AT Street Podcast or on Facebook under the name All Things Street Podcast. As independent podcasters, we truly need your support to keep going, and there are four things that will help us a lot. 1. Subscribe to the podcast either on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Play, or anywhere you listen your podcast. Just click on that subscribe button. 2. Leave us a review anywhere. The more love we receive, the more people will hear about the podcast. 3. Share the podcast with your friends. It is easy to share the podcast from any app, or you can go on social media and give us a shout. 4. Engage with us. We want to have a conversation with our listeners, so head to our Facebook page or to our Twitter page and talk to us. We would love to hear from you and share anything streetwear. This episode was written, edited, and produced by Rafael Pacheco, and hosted by myself, Rafael Tigno. Thank you for joining us, and from the 6, this is All Things Street.